We're talking with Bill Dunn, the athletic director and head football coach at Saugatuck High School. A new high school football season begins tonight, and we've asked you sort of to share your hats as an AD and as a coach. Something that is a little bit of a concern for all involved in football these days is the concussion issue. It has been addressed on various levels. What are your concerns about it? Do you feel that some of the rules on the high school level and some of the advances in equipment have been made to sort of minimize the problem, or is it still something that is going to hang over football coaches at all levels?
Well, as long as you're teaching the right thing, and that's what I take great pride in the fact that I've got coaches, assistant coaches that have been with me from day one. So for 11 years, we're together, we're on the same page, and that's the biggest thing is to me is awareness. We got to teach the right thing to our kids at all levels, and we teach it all the way down to the rocket level. You know, you got to hit with your shoulder. You know, the helmet is a protective device. It's not something that you're trying to hurt somebody with. You know, and we try to go out of our way. I do as a program director of football is to buy the best equipment out there. Okay, do you got to spend a little bit more? Yes, you do. But try to get the best equipment to give to our kids, and then teach them the right way to play the game. Still want to be physical. You know, that's the one thing that some people are concerned about is it's still going to be a physical game, and it will. It's just going to be played a little bit differently with more educational awareness on how to play the game.
Now, the other aspect of that is preparing your players and teaching them techniques, but also educating the players to know the signs and to be willing to say, hey, I'm a little dinged up, I need to take a break, instead of, you know, the old macho, oh, I got to keep playing through this because the team needs me and the like, and really they're putting themselves in danger.
Absolutely, yep. They got to know the signs and symptoms of concussion. And as a matter of fact, I have an athletic skills class where, you know, I'm dealing with all different levels of sports and gender, and that's a class I teach. That's a subject I teach is what are the signs and symptoms of concussions, no matter if we're in football, soccer, volleyball, cross country, whatever it is, what are the signs and symptoms? Because it can happen to anybody. And I think our kids are pretty well educated, and we also try to educate our parents as well on some of the signs and symptoms that they might see at home.
Do you get a sense that as this evolves and this matter evolves a little bit, that we are going to get a better handle on this situation? Just as an observer of football over the years, from your playing days at West Ottawa and your days guiding the Indians, do you just get a sense that perhaps we're going to get a handle on this concussion issue? Or is this something that really is a dark cloud over the future of football as we know it today?
I still have great faith in this game. I love this game. We just have to be educationally more aware and teach our kids. You know, I think about my days playing at West Ottawa, helmet to helmet, run, you know, bull in the ring, you know, run through and lower that head. You know, I mean, I think of some of the shots that we took as kids back then, and how the game has changed for the better. Okay, because we're trying to keep our kids safe and healthy to play a great game like football. But definitely there's definitely a difference in how I played the game versus how it's played today.
And the case of Cullen Finnerty is sort of is a wake-up call for not only guys that played in his era and your era, but also kids today. You know, you don't know the lingering after effects what will happen.
No, you don't. That is a sad situation and tragic. And your heart goes out for those families, but you know, we gotta teach our young kids how to play the game the right way.
Talking with Bill Dunn, the athletic director and head football coach at Saugatuck High School, let me talk about another matter that is a little bit more closer to home, and I mean home as in the Southwestern Athletic Conference. 11 schools are playing 11-man football this year. A 12th, Lawrence, back in November, voted to go to 8-man football. And they're playing an independent schedule with one exception. They're playing the Martin Clippers in an 8-man game sometime next month. As an administrator and as a football coach, do you see what the Tigers have done and perhaps Martin may follow, as perhaps a trend, if not in the Southwest Athletic Conference, maybe among smaller schools, that eventually the big schools will play 11 and the small schools will play eight-man football.
Yeah, there seems to be a trend. You know, we're just, for whatever reason, not getting enough kids out at the smaller schools. And, you know, I'm holding out to the very end. You know, I'm a traditionalist, and I love the game, and 11-man is the only way that I look at it. But to keep a program alive, I certainly can understand the fact that 8-man is a viable option for schools that can't field, you know, enough kids. But you look at us with 17 on each level. Okay, that's not a great number, but it's an okay number for a school our size. And you know, traditionally we have 18 to 22 kids at each level playing, you know, JV varsity level football. So viable option to keep a program alive, absolutely. But I bet those schools would certainly love to come back to traditional 11-man football.
Yeah, especially since Martin does have a state Class D title in 11-man football in their trophy case. But
as does Lawrence, right?
Well, they've got a few things in their hardware as well. But
yeah.
you talk about and the economics of it as well. Saugatuck is well healed financially. I mean, that's not going to be a problem with the Indians. Goebbels, I think, is in the same boat as well. Maybe a couple other schools, but the rest of the conference, they're scuffling a little bit. They might see what Lawrence does. They might see what Martin may eventually do. And they might just say, hey, we could do this, and then the Southwestern Athletic Conference has got to start making some tough decisions.
Right, right. Yeah, we certainly, you know, with Lawrence playing 8-man this year has, you know, we were scrambling, you know, last year to fit our schedule in our conference. So, you know, we prefer to stay within the conference to play our nine games, season games. And now we're searching outside the conference and kind of scrambling and probably traveling distances we don't want to try to fit a nine game schedule because Lawrence can't fit that.